On a college campus, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Four people, including the suspected shooter, dead on the campus of Michigan State University in East Lansing. A gunman opened fire at the student union and an adjacent classroom building, killing three people and critically wounding five others. A few hours later, police found the suspect dead just off campus.
That 43-year-old male is not affiliated in any way with Michigan State University. He's not a student, faculty, staff. And we have no idea why he came to campus to do this.
Chris Rosman is the deputy chief of the Michigan State University campus police department. He says it looks like that man shot himself to death. An earlier shelter-in-place order for the campus has been lifted, but all activities have been canceled through Wednesday. MSU President Teresa Woodruff says it's to begin the healing process.
We are a community that is knit together by each other. And we will hold each other up.
They've not yet released the names of the other victims, nor whether they were students or faculty members. It was 5 years ago today that 17 people were shot and killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. On the very day the jurors began hearing the penalty phase of the trial of the man who killed eight people by driving a truck down a New York City bike path, there was another deadly truck incident in the city Monday. Police say a man drove a rented truck through the streets of Brooklyn, deliberately driving up onto the sidewalk several times, striking eight people. One of them, a 44-year-old man, later died of his injuries. That suspect is in custody. Crews using a crane ship have hoisted a large section of the payload from the suspected Chinese spy vessel from the floor of the Atlantic Ocean off the East Coast. Efforts continue in Lake Huron off the northeast coast of Alaska and in northern Canada to find the remnants of three other airborne objects shot down since. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The man who oversees the U.S. Capitol building is out of a job.
Architect of the Capitol, Brett Blanton, was fired by President Biden after 7 years on the job. Blanton is accused of abusing his authority, misusing government property, and wasting taxpayer dollars. He also recently faced fierce questions about Capitol tours he allowed and sometimes conducted despite pandemic restrictions. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy had called for Blanton's firing, and the decision has been met with bipartisan praise, including from Senate Rules Committee Chair Amy Klobuchar, who called the firing, quote, the right thing to do. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
While in Oregon, being greedy with bourbon has cost a government official his livelihood.
Oregon Liquor and Cannabis Commission Executive Director Steve Marks resigned Monday as a criminal investigation continues into reports he and other officials used their positions to divert rare bourbons for personal use. Marks and others were accused of using their knowledge and connections to obtain the sought-after liquor by routing the top-shelf bourbon to a store near their office where they'd pick them up. They said they used the whiskey for personal use and for gifts. Investigators say such practices violate several Oregon laws and ethics rules. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Russia will postpone the launch of an empty space capsule to the International Space Station pending further investigation of a coolant leak on a supply ship that's now docked there. A second such leak at the docked Russian craft in 2 months. The Soyuz capsule was to be launched in an automatic mode later this month and dock with the orbiting outpost 2 days later to serve as a lifeboat for crew evacuation. in case of an onboard emergency. Expectations of a positive report on inflation pushed Wall Street higher on Monday, the Dow gaining 376 points, NASDAQ up 173, the S&P 500 closed 47 points higher. Commerce Department will report the Consumer Price Index for January later this morning. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.